You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. Three undecided Senate races have turned into the potential holy grail for Democrats. Should they win them all, they'd end up with a 60-seat filibuster-proof majority, including the two independents who regularly vote with them. In Georgia, the runoff race between Republican incumbent Saxby Chambliss and Democrat Jim Martin heats up today with a scheduled appearance by Senator John McCain on the trail for Senator Chambliss. For Democrats, the question is whether President-elect Barack Obama will also show up. For perspective, we welcome back Susanna Capiluto. She's the news director for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Good morning, Susanna.
Good morning, Adora. How are you?
Good. And it sounds like almost like a last stand for Republicans. They're pouring in national resources to back Senator Chambliss, right?
Really big time. It seems like they're putting the pedal to the metal here. They're bringing in the big guns. This is where I think national Republicans really think they can hold the line and sort of stop the bleeding. Georgia is pretty conservative. It did go for John McCain with like 52%. This is a seat that they think they can definitely hold, but they are fighting hard. They're not taking any chances, it looks like.
And it sounds like, let's take a bit of a listen to one of Chambliss's ad. They are really hammering on the issue of taxes.
I'm Saxby Chambliss, and I approve this message because Saxby Economics is about cutting your taxes. But let's look at Jim Martin's economics. Martin voted for the largest tax increase in Georgia history. He increased his own government expense account, but refused to return $100 million of surplus taxes to you. And now wants to help Barack Obama.
And Susanna, that wasn't a strategy that was terribly productive for either Senate candidates, Republican candidates, or the presidential candidate, John McCain. When I was in Georgia during Election Day, there was major concern by Republicans that a runoff would mean that potentially Barack Obama would come to Georgia and stump for Martin. But that's a very complicated question, isn't it?
It's very complicated. If Obama comes to Georgia, it could also energize the Republican base. Obama did not carry Georgia, of course, and it could almost backfire on the Martin campaign that it brings out basically more Republicans. Also, I think on the national level, what if Barack Obama puts himself out there, comes to Georgia, tries to energize voters to go out, and then it's not enough? What does that say about Obama? It would be like his first, you know, blemish, basically, on his record or something. So, you know, I think there's a lot to consider whether or not he would come. Then again, of course, he's busy. The Martin campaign says, oh, they've asked him to come. If they see that there might be a chance they could actually pick up the Senate seat, maybe there'll be a last-minute effort, you know, last weekend visit or something by Barack Obama, something like that that would get people out to vote, because that's really the key for runoffs here in Georgia or anywhere. Whoever gets the base out, whoever gets their people back to the polls with whatever reason. I mean, it takes a lot to stand in line again, vote again. You know, it's sort of this kind of thing. It's not a presidential race. Barack Obama is not on the ballot. And, you know, Georgia had a huge, huge turnout amongst African Americans this time around, which is really our Democratic base. The question is, will they come back out, you know, for the Senate seat?
If I were a betting woman, Susanna, I'd bet you'd want him to come down there as a journalist so you could cover that visit by
totally.
Barack Obama.
Absolutely. We would love for him to come. I mean, people would take off from work to go just see him. I mean, people are begging. I mean, yesterday I talked to the lady at my pharmacy, you know, and she was, you know, big Barack Obama supporter, and she wants him to come. He says, I already told my boss I'm going to take off if he comes to Georgia. I'm going to see him. You know, I mean, they really want him to come, whether or not they don't care, you know, if they get the Senate seat, but they want to see Barack Obama. The other thing is also Sarah Palin. You know, this other guy said that was working with her says, I want to see Sarah Palin. I want to just go see her, not, you know, just to, because they're thinking of they've asked Sarah Palin to come too.
So the Republicans are really pouring it on there. But let's talk about the third party candidate, which is the reason he's the reason for this runoff to begin with, why Saxby Chambliss didn't get 50% of the vote. Which way have those votes been splitting? Who is
Which,
he
you
taking
mean the libertarians?
From? Yes, exactly. The third party
The third party candidate was definitely skimming off votes from Saxby Chambliss. And that is because Saxby Chambliss voted for the $700 billion bailout. That was not very popular with a lot of Republicans. On the House side, all of Georgia's seven Republican House members voted against it. They all got reelected easily. But Saxby, because he voted for it, it really hurt him. And those people might have gone then for the Libertarian. Now, the Libertarian candidate is not endorsing anybody. He's kind of laid out this plan, you know, if you do this, then maybe I will give you my 3%, you know, endorsement vote. But none of the candidates is really going after that.
Susanna Capilouto, thanks for giving us the latest there in Georgia.
All right. You're welcome.
Susanna Capilouto is the news director at Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Sounds like Saxby Chambliss has that locked up.
You think?
If the Libertarian votes because of the bailout are going...
But if they're still annoyed, maybe they stay home.
Maybe.
Or maybe some of them were on the fence between the two, and that's what did it, in which case they now only have Martin or Chambliss to choose from. They go for Martin.
It'd be interesting to know what Barack Obama is thinking about this, though.
Well, I think some of those issues they have to weigh, as Susanna laid out for us, what's at risk and what they potentially gain.
It's a very high-stakes game.
And if not that much time, I mean, the runoff is a couple of weeks away.
So we're asking people for, their backup job, their plan B, all right? From Las Vegas, Jax writes, I would focus my search to businesses that are currently booming. Psychotherapy, repossessions, foreclosure services, credit counseling, Iraq contracting, and online casinos. Give us your best employment plan B, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. And now headlines from Femi Okay.
Thank you. The time is 28 minutes past the hour.